We are learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rafa Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda. Kol Shehu Mishum Eivel, any Tainis that's a Tainis of Avelis, Kegoin, Tisha B'Av, for example, Tisha B'Av, and also V'Avel, and also a Avel, is Osir to wash themselves, Bein V'Cham and Bein Mitzoynin. And Allah washed the Kol Gufay, start with hot water and start with cold water. It means anything is awesome Shema Avelis, Tishabov, or someone Taka who's Loyalenu in the middle of Shiva, they can't wash themselves at all, Sai Cham and Sai Tzainin. Kol Shuv Shem Tainug, but certain Tainesim that they ask only because of Tainug, like the Tainesim of our Mishnah when there's no rain, and they don't want you to be Ma'anik yourself, to enjoy yourself, so you're going Tainis Sibur, Becham and Maser, but Tzainin Mutter, then only Becham is Maser, but Tzainin is Mutter. That's Rav Ram Bar Papa B'Shem Rav Chisda, this member of Rav Chisda, that the only time it's also Mishum Tzoynein is only on Tisha B'Av and Avelis. But Tanis Sibur is only also B'Chamen. Om Rav Yidu B'Av and Afananayim Tanina. Bring it right from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the things you can't do, in between things you can't do, it says it's also for Malacha or Rechitza. And then it says, Neilem Esa Merchatzayis. Why do I have to repeat Neilem Esa Merchatzayis? So it sounds like the Afananayim Tanina, Neilem Esa Merchatzayis, sounds like it's saying Dafka, the hot water places they have to close. But the cold water places stay up, stay open. So what do you see? That's mutter to wash with tzayin. It's being a riot, it's mutter to wash with tzayin at Tanis Sibur, because why does this pick out, choose out Menoyelim and Samarach HaTzayis? It's masmur, only that has to be closed. Only Abaya. Okay, let's say it was Oster with tzayin. What do you want him to say? You want him to say you have to stop up all the waters? You have to fill up all the waters with sand? It's not possible. You have a river, it's not possible. So what do you want him to say? Only Abaya. Even tzayin, Oster, Seichem, Snaris, Boyle, Luristi? You want the Mishnah to say they stuffed up all the rivers? That's not possible. It's not a raya. So Amar Rav Sheshi Rav Idi, Abba Hochi Kashule. I'll explain you what his raya was. Rav Idi wanted a raya. So his son, Rav Sheshi's braid Rav Idi, said, my father meant to say this. This is the raya. Mechdi Tanan, Asa Berchitza, says braid the Mishnah, Asa Berchitza, Noyelim is a Merchatzai Islamali. Why do you have to repeat over for the second time, Noyelim is a Merchatzai? We know you can't wash. The reason why Mr. repeats it is to say that the only rechitzas also is only merchatzayis. That's where if it was no difference between chaman and tzayin, you wouldn't have to repeat anything. Just say also rechitza, which means sai tzayin and sai chaman. Now that you repeat over and over merchatzayis, you're trying to limit the issa of rechitza and say it's only limited to merchatzayis, which is hot water. So that was his raya. That was he brought one raya to Rav Chisda that in tainis tzibur is mutter. Tomorrow tries to bring another raya. Le Masierle says in a brisa, "Kol chayav tefilos tovim kedarkam bein b'tishuvah bein mi mekipurim." The halacha is that all people chayav tefila. This is going according to Rambam. The yom tefila b'zvana mitzvah, and it was the geya for anida b'zvana gemara and yerledes, and people who had to be tovim b'zvana. There was a man to be tovim. These days, the nida doesn't tell b'zvana because they do shiva nikiyim. But a usual nida is someone, a yeshiva becomes tamei, automatically on the seventh day she's tovel. So the halacha is, if it's tefillah b'zvana mitzvah, they can be tovel on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, even though it's issur rechitza, still allowed to be tovel. That's the halacha of this this brisa, or maybe it's Mishnah Shabbos, I'm not sure, I think it's a brisa, that you're allowed to be tovel on those days. So, great thing tomorrow, Mamai, what are we talking about? What type of water is the mikvah water? If it's with hot water, tefila b'cham mi'ika, are you allowed to be tovel in the mikvah in hot water? It's shuvim, now I'll be tovel. Now this line is obviously a big tumult. It sounds like this line, now I'll be tovel in hot water. Why? Because usually the way you make hot water is with cooking it up. So, and that's shuvim. You're not allowed to cook up water and be tovel in it because that's shuvim. Any mayim that didn't come straight from the rain or straight from a spring is not a good water for a mikvah. So therefore, it can't be tefillah b'chamin. I can ask me, what's the big deal? Once you have 40 sa, you can add in hot water, like you do these days. So some learn from the Gemara, the Mardechai learns in Masechta Shavuos and Hilchos Mikvayos, that there's a gzer mechert sa'is. People are going to think you're allowed to be tefillah in a regular hot water, in a pool, in some warm pool, that you're allowed to be tefillah if they're going to get mixed up. Therefore, there was a gzer at one point not to be tefillah in chamin. The Mechaber, actually in Shulchan Aruch, even paskins this way. They shouldn't be tefillah in hot water. It brings down the sad. And the Ramah says the minig is to mekel and to tevel in hot water, and that's talking to minig Ashkenazim, and even these days, minig Sfaradim, that they are tevel in hot water. But Al Kapanim, Gemara is going on Medina de Gemara, and we're saying What's we're talking about here? We're saying we're allowing a chayiv a tefillah to be tovel on Tisha B'Av. What are we talking about? You're talking about hot water, tefillah chayim ikar, shuvanin, you can't be tovel in hot water. El alav b'tzayin, it must be in cold water. And what is mashma? Dafka chayiv a tefillah is in a shachmina loy. No one else not. So what do you see from here? That even b'tzayin, on Tisha B'Av you can't. So the first raya was a raya that on Taina Sibur is mutta b'tzayin. Now bring a raya to the other half of Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that on Tisha B'Av you now wash yourself in tzayin. Raya is right here. Because here we're talking about cold water, and still it says dafka chayiv tefilos could be tovel and not anyone else. So it's a raya to that part of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chana bar Katina lo nitzucha el chamit varya. No, talking about hot water here. I hot water shuvinu. No, chamit varya, which is naturally hot, that you could be tovel in. So that's the case. There was not a raya that you can't wash up in cold water on Tisha B'Av. Yehachi ema seifa. It says in the Sefer of that, right? So, Rav Chanina, Sgana Kahanim, Kedayu Beis Elikeinu La'avir Lo Tefillah Pa'am Achas B'Shana. He says that it's Kedai to miss a Tefillah one time a year and don't be Tovel. V'Amrit B'Tzoynin Mutter, if this whole Shaila is only B'Chamim, but B'Tzoynin, everyone's allowed to wash himself, so be Tovel and Tzoynin, why are you being Ma'avir the Tefillah? V'Amrit B'Tzoynin Mutter, Yerchatz B'Tzoynin, let him go to the mikvah in the cold water. So, obviously, it's not a Raya, because Avivite, it would be mutter to be for everyone to wash in cold water on Tisha B'Av, so then why do you have to push off the tefillah? Just go in cold water. Elamai, we're talking about the cold water, and it says that only on chayiv tefillah is allowed to be tovel, not everyone else not. So it's a kasha, if anything. So I'm talking about my papa, but I also share tzayin. Really talking about hot water. And that's why dafka chayiv tefillah. What does it mean, kedela abed tefillah, he should just push it off, go in cold water, and in a place where there's no cold water mikvahs there. It's interesting to me that they had Chami Tveria, but didn't have cold water. Like, if you go to Tveria, you have the Canaris, you have cold water. I'm not sure. What's been a place? You only had hot springs, maybe in Arizona or something, only hot springs and no cold springs, and therefore you know where to be tovel. So, look to Moravaita. Toshima, trying to be more cautious or rayas to Rav Chista. Toshima, Kisha Omru, Osib Melacha, when we said on these Tanesim that they do for the rain, that you don't have rain, the drought, you make a tainis, it said osur b'malacha. On those seven tanesim, after the first six, it says osur b'malacha. Kesha amru osur b'malacha, it's got actually on the three. There's 3, 3, 7. It's next to the second three. It says it's osur b'malacha. So it says, shom osur b'malacha le'amru el v'yayim, only by day. Avalai l'mutta, and now it's mutta, like we learned the Gemara before, on yesterday's blat, end of the blat, because we learn out from asifas kainim, that by day. So halacha is, the whole Isser Malacha is only by day and not by night. Another halacha. When he said he now wears shoes, it's only in the city. If you're going, you're traveling between cities, it's mutter to wear shoes because it's too hard. Okay, it's at derech. You go out on the road, you put on your shoes. Nichnas there, you go into the city, let's take it off. Third halacha. And that we said that you now wash yourself, it's only the whole group. Panav, mutter, but your hands, your face, hands, and feet, you're allowed to wash. V'chein, and there's three halachas we said by Tainas Sibur. First of all, malachas only osur by day. Number two is shoes are osur, but it's mutter b'derech. And three, rechitz long also called gufay. Then it says v'chein atam moitzim menudu v'evil. By menudu and evil have the same halachas. So my lava kulu means everything. The oval has all these halachas. It includes that part of your ragavi mutter. So in my eskinon, what are we talking about? Ilayim b'chamin, we're talking about hot water. When it says that hot water, when it says kol guf is aser, but part of yodav raglav is mutter, if it's talking about hot water, it's a misharu. Oval is not mutter to wash even his hands with hot water. B'am Rav Sheshes, oval also l'hoishet espoye b'chamin. Oval is also to put his finger into hot water. El alav must be b'tzoynin. We're talking about tzoynin. And what does it say? That kol guf is aser. So it's a kasher of chister. Rav Chister said, tainas sibur. Is mutter berchitzas tzaynen to wash off the cold water. Here it's mavoyer. The kol gufay is aser b'tzaynen. So it's a kasha on Rav Chista. Because what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is it says avel has the same halacha. And we know avel is also hot water, so it has to be cold water. And still it says kol gufay is aser. So it's a kasha on Rav Chista. El alav b'tzaynen. It's a kasha on Rav Chista. And from loy 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 b'cham. We're talking about hot water, and that is why kol gufay is aser. Ah, you asked me. It says v'chein be'evil. And benuda, the kakashalav v'chein at the moitz benuda v'evil. Hasharakoi is going to other halachas. The halachas of Melacha and the Nilas Sandal. The deer, if the Avel, that just like by Tanya Sibir, if you were Derech Mutter, wear shoes, Avel also. Same thing with Melacha. It sounds like from here that Melacha will be Mutter by night for Avel, which is a Pliya Atzuma. Pastures are Avels also the whole time. But from this Gemara, it would sound like at this point, the Gemara is making this Adichui that Velus would be Mutter at night. Talking about Vaita. Toshima, the Omer of Abba, Hakoyen, Mashim Rav Yesi, Hakoyen. Maiso, Maisi, Bonam, Sharab Yesi, Ben Rebbe Chanina. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin lost. This is Omer Abba HaKoyin, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin. The Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina lost two children. Rashi's girls like this. Verachatz betzaynin besoich shiva. He washed himself in cold water in the middle of shiva. So what do you see? You see betzaynin is mutter. We just finished saying, Rechitza says that Avelis betzaynin is also called gufoi. And here we're saying, this is a kash again on the other half, on the Avelis half. The Rechitza said Avelis also betzaynin. And here it says it's mutter. He did it. He washed himself. And for the Gemara, it was a special case. Why? Because tachfu Avelov ava. The case was he lost two children and they were one after another. So already he didn't take any type of shower, even betzaynin, for 7 days. So they allowed him to take one shower in the next 7 days with cold water because it was two avelos in a row. How do you know it's more cool than two avelos in a row? Talmud and Raisa. Tachfu avelos zechazeh. If you had avelos one after another, hichbet zara, if he has too much hair, make a batar. He could do it with a shinui, cut it with a razor, which is not the regular way of cutting it. That's like chaticha. It's not a regular way of cutting it here. You can wash your clothing in water without soap. Rav Chista explains, but tar, you use a razor but not a scissor. But mayim, with water, but you can't use neser, you can't use any soap to wash the clothing. So Akapana, we got out of this riot. This kasha from this riot was, so he washed himself with tzaynin and shiva. Teretz is, here was a special case. Tachfu avelov zeachazeh, it was two avelos and one after another. Therefore, we gave him a special kula, and we allowed him to wash himself. So we're still sticking with Rav Chista's halacha. Rav Chista says again that Avel and Tisha B'Av is also even berechitza b'tzaynin, and Tanya Sibur is mutter berechitza b'tzaynin.